I'm here standing with my important guest, the Prime Minister of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia, who is visiting our country today. We have discussed very important issues, and especially the bilateral issues, and we have signed several MOUs. And these are things to be implemented. We have agreed on security issues that we will not, in both countries, allow any negative force to use our territories to launch hostile activities on the other. So we will be vigilant always to review all the agreements. These agreements will benefit the two countries, and we are hopeful that many things will change. There are memorandum of understanding on the issue of the roads, which was signed by our Minister of Roads and Bridges, and this is to connect the two countries by land. You see always the Ethiopian airline comes here, but there are no trucks that are coming to South Sudan, simply because there are no roads. Now we are going to do the same, that the roads will be open so that Ethiopian goods come here by land. And also Ethiopians will make use of our facilities. If there is oil that we have, instead of going to far places to go and buy fuel, diesel, or whatever lubricants, they will get them from South Sudan. And especially that we are going to build our refineries. So the refined products, oil products, will be very close to them. This is what we have accomplished, and I invite His Excellency to give you a word. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency the President, for inviting me to visit this very important neighborly country, the young nation, South Sudan. My today's visit is a testimony to strengthen our already existing excellent relationship between our two sisterly countries. We are very keen to see South Sudan to be a peaceful country and a prosperous country for the people of South Sudan and for the entire region, because we believe that the South Sudanese people have suffered enough for half a century, and peace should prevail in South Sudan. In our discussion, Ethiopia has committed itself, as it has done earlier in 1972 during the imperial period, and again in 2005 agreement for the CPA, and the recent Addis Ababa agreement in 2015. All these agreements were meant to bring about peace and stability in South Sudan that can lead to the prosperity of the people of South Sudan and the entire region. So today I again reassured the President and the people of South Sudan that Ethiopia will stand firm with the people of South Sudan and the government to implement together this peace agreement to make a lasting peace in South Sudan. In due course, we also agreed, as the President said, we will not support an armed struggling group or anyone who opts for a path of war, and therefore both of us will not allow any armed movement in which is detracting our peace in our region, both in Ethiopia and South Sudan, and will cooperate in a strong army-to-army cooperation, where the president has agreed to send his chief of staff quickly to Addis Ababa, and they will work together on the common cooperation of making our borders and also inland secured. Again, we also agreed that we have to revamp quickly on our normal bilateral relationship, which has been interrupted because of the lack of peace in South Sudan. Now, with the peace agreement being implemented, we cannot wait until the peace agreement is completed, but we have to start quickly on issues that can bring about quick changes like roads development. Ethiopia has agreed to build two roads out of the five roads which we have signed today, where the South Sudanese will pay us back after the peace prevails in South Sudan. In due course, we can make our two countries related very in the connectivity and related in trade and investment. We also agreed on protection of investment and promotion of investment into our two countries, where the South Sudanese investors can freely invest in Ethiopia, and equally also Ethiopian investors can freely also invest in South Sudan. These are landmark agreements that has been signed today between our two sisterly countries. Taking this opportunity, I just want to call upon all the South Sudanese people that peace is very important for the South Sudan, first of all, but for the region at large. So everybody has to work for peace, and I call upon any armed group to silence gun and stop any kind of armed movement in South Sudan, because we have in history we have never seen that armed struggle has brought a lasting peace and a stability for a nation. Therefore, we in Ethiopia want peace to prevail and stand firm with the people of South Sudan to bring peace and stability in our region and specifically in South Sudan. And we are committed to work with the government of the National Transitional Unity Government. And I think the peace process and implementation process has to go smoothly as it is started now. On behalf of IGAD, the chair of the IGAD leaders of the assembly, I also represent IGAD to again reaffirm IGAD's commitment to work for peace and stability in South Sudan, and I thank you.